There's a garden just outside the old city wall of Jerusalem that many scholars are convinced is the place where Jesus Christ was buried after his crucifixion. It was discovered by General Gordon in 1883. It is now cared for by the Garden Tomb Association of England. It's a lovely place, in spite of the fact that just to the right there's a hill with the face of a skull on its rocky cliff. As I sat looking at it all, I was reminded of that day that split the world's calendar, changed the lives of millions, and brought life out of death. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, the miracle in the garden. We were there on Sunday morning to attend the worship service. We sang the old hymns of the faith and heard the preacher give his sermon. But frankly, my mind was not on the church service. My mind kept going back to the resurrection of Jesus. Bible verses kept coming to mind. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. You are yet in your sins. The fact of the resurrection has been the object of scorn and ridicule down through the centuries. But Jesus plainly taught, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Paul asked King Agrippa, why should it be thought a thing incredible with you that God should raise the dead? The Apostle Paul knew the power of the resurrection of Christ. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Christian, take courage. The Holy Spirit of God that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you. You have a power in your life that defies the limits of the mind of man. Resurrection power. The Apostle Paul first met the risen Christ on the road to Damascus. He was out to put a stop to the spread of faith in this dead man. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. And suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. And he was 3 days without sight, neither did eat or drink. For 3 days he faced the conflict. Now what was it that finally convinced this murderer of the followers of Jesus Christ to become a Christian? It was the risen Christ himself. What gave him power to continue in his service for Christ? Again, it was the risen Christ himself. He said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Christ reveals his power and his message to us through his word. May God bless you as you experience his resurrection power day by day.